I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to the key southeastern state of Georgia on Saturday to campaign for two Republican senators running against Democratic challengers in a January runoff election. Because of a close vote in the November general election, the Georgia runoff will decide which of the two major parties controls the Senate. Trump used his time in the spotlight to repeat his claims of widespread vote fraud, insisting to his audience, "You know we won Georgia." Democrat Joe Biden, a former vice president, unofficially won Georgia by fewer than 12,000 votes out of about 5 million cast. He was the first Democratic presidential candidate to win the state since 1992. The Washington Post is reporting that hours before his trip to Georgia, the president called Republican Governor Brian Kemp to call a special session of the state legislature to get the lawmakers to override the Georgia vote results. The Associated Press reports that Governor Kemp refused to do so. Russia launched its coronavirus vaccine initiative Saturday to contain the disease that's spreading at a record pace. The first doses will go to essential workers such as medical professionals and teachers, and to people who are most vulnerable to the virus. The vaccine, known as Sputnik V, was approved in August despite criticism from Western experts about the country's dearth of clinical trial information. Russia ranks fourth in the world in coronavirus infections, with more than 2.4 million of them, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. U.S.-based Pfizer and Germany-based BioNTech are set to introduce a vaccine next week. Following its approval recently by Britain, the two drug makers could receive U.S. approval later this month, and that is a vaccine.